From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May and U.S. President Donald Trump held a joint news conference at the White House Friday, following talks where May said they laid the groundwork for a Britain-U.S. trade agreement.
The President and I have mentioned future economic cooperation and trade. Trade between our two countries is already worth over £150 billion a year. And I think the President and I are ambitious to build on this relationship in order to grow our respective economies, provide the high-skilled, high-paid jobs.
Britain's pending exit from the European Union and Trump's withdrawal from the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership will necessitate negotiating new trade agreements throughout the world. Trump said great days lie ahead for British and American people. On a separate topic, Mr. Trump addressed his relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I hope we have a fantastic relationship. That's possible, and it's also possible that we won't. We will see what happens. I will be representing the American people very, very strongly, very forcefully. And if we have a great relationship with Russia and other countries, and if we go after ISIS together, which has to be stopped, that's an evil that has to be stopped, I will consider that a good thing, not a bad thing. How the relationship works out, I won't be able to tell you that later.
Mr. Trump is expected to speak with Mr. Putin by phone on Saturday. The United Nations said Friday there was no confirmation of a postponement of the Syria talks scheduled for February. The UN statement came after Russia's foreign minister told Syrian rebels earlier in the day the UN-hosted peace talks would be postponed. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley arrived at the United Nations Friday for her first day of work as the new U.S. envoy, declaring it would not be business as usual. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In her first meeting with reporters at UN headquarters in New York, Ambassador Haley said the Trump administration will have the back of its allies and make sure its allies have its back as well.
For those that don't have our back, we're taking names. And this administration is prepared and ready to go in, to have me go in, look at the UN, and everything that's working, we're going to make it better. Everything that's not working, we're going to try and fix. And anything that seems to be obsolete and not necessary, we're going to do away with.
Haley said the goal of the Trump administration is to show value at the UN. And the way they will show value is to show its strength and to show its voice. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Today is Holocaust Remembrance Day, a day when the world is to pause and reflect upon the atrocities of the Third Reich, of Nazi Germany, and the efforts made to eliminate the occupied countries of World War II, all Jews. Antonio Guterres is the United Nations Secretary General.
Tragically, and contrary to our resolve, antisemitism continues to thrive. And we are also seeing a deeply troubling rise in extremism, xenophobia, racism, and anti-Muslim hatred. Irrationality and intolerance are back.
I believe Guterres expressed concern that the reverberations of that horrifying moment in the world history continue to pulsate throughout the world today. At this hour, in Washington, anti-abortion activists are participating in the March for Life, an annual gathering that is energized this year by changes expected under the administration of Donald Trump and the Republican-led Congress. The Vice President Mike Pence, a longtime abortion opponent, is expected to address the rally near the U.S. Capitol. Police chiefs from different parts of the United States have voiced their concerns about President Trump's executive order to strip federal grant money from the sanctuary states and the cities that harbor undocumented immigrants. Law enforcement authorities said cutting funding to force local police policies to change is troubling. The UN envoy to Somalia is warning against corruption as the country's electoral body begins to register candidates for the February 8th presidential election. Speaking to VOA, the ambassador said it's very important to have a free and fair election. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.